Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last lesson, we learned about sexual harassment at work. Today, we will learn about consequences of poor time management.
Good morning, Cyrus and Teuka.
Good morning, boss.
I have an extra piece of work for both of you.
What is it, boss?
A woman wants 500 blocks tomorrow. You need to make all the blocks today.
No problem, boss. We will get the blocks ready today.
And as quick as lightning, just ask anybody around here about us. They will tell you we are professionals.
You are right, Teuka. That's just why I came to the two of you. I will give you guys a good bonus for this extra work. After work, we can all go drink beer in the evening. I will pay for the drinks myself. Don't worry.
I like Henkin, boss.
No problem.
Me, I like Martin.
Don't worry, my boys.
Wow.
Go to work then. I will check on you later.
I wonder what James is talking about over there that's making everybody laugh.
Let us go see.
When I used to drive for the company, I was always on the trip to Nyagatare, Rwamagana, and Huye. And they used to give me stipends, sometimes 50,000 Rwandan francs per day. I really used to enjoy.
When you work for those companies, you really enjoy. It's no joke.
Yes, oh my man. As soon as the girl heard I was working for these big companies, the way they used to chase me, you won't believe it.
Let us go back and do our work, Teuka. I'm tired of hearing James talk about past glory.
Yes, oh. Every time the man is running his mouth about the company, I wonder if he does not know he is working in the block factory now.
Some people are just like that. They never forget talking about past glory. My God, I'm so tired.
Myself, I'm tired too.
What's the time?
Oh, it is lunchtime. We are lucky. At least you can go rest now.
Yes, and find something to eat because I'm not only tired but hungry too.
Hello, madam.
Hello, Silas and Teuka.
What did you cook today?
I have chips, vegetables and rice.
Give us 2 plates of chips, vegetables and rice for 1,000 Rwandan francs.
Okay.
You think you can finish making all the blocks today, Teuka?
I don't think so. It looks late.
What is the time?
It is 10 minutes to 5 o'clock.
It is time to go home then. The boss will not be happy with us.
Yes, but let us hurry up.
We did not bring enough water to mix the mortar. We have to go and get some water.
There is no cement. And they said the boss has gone home already.
They said he was looking for us.
I had the same thing, but really, we were not serious about work today.
Yes, and this could give us a bad name. The boss could even fire us.
Students, what is the issue or problem in this story? Very good. You might have said the problem is that Silas and Teuka did not plan their time well and they wasted a lot of time when they could have been making the blocks. Students, I have another question for you. In what way did Silas and Teuka waste time? Very good. You might have said that Silas and Teuka got distracted, they took a long lunch, and they got disorganized. They did not have a plan for finishing the job on time. Students, let us go back to the factory and see.
I have been all over the place looking for both of you. Now you are here finally. How far have you gone with the blocks?
Be patient, boss. We will soon finish.
It is almost dark and I'm about to close the factory. Don't tell me to be patient.
Boss, to tell you the...
Good heavens. What have you been doing? I told both of you the woman wants the blocks tomorrow.
But there was no cement, boss.
And you had to go for water.
Keep quiet. Those were the first things you should have done. Now you have no reason to make excuses. I thought you said you were professionals.
Sorry, boss.
Go say sorry to the devil.
Students, what could Silas and Tebuka have done to be sure they completed the job on time? Thank you, students. You may have said Silas and Tebuka could have planned their day knowing how many blocks they needed to make each hour. Also, they could have avoided distractions and taken only a short lunch. Students, good time management is important in all types of jobs. Employees who are good with time management are very valuable. Students, today we will learn a quote. Our quote today is, time is money. What do you understand by time is money? What does it mean?
I think it means that in a business, good time management is necessary to make money. If time is not respected, a business will not be able to meet the needs of its customers, making them unhappy and possibly causing it to fail.
Thank you, Silas. Time management and making money are interrelated. If you want to be successful, time management is one of the most important skills to have. Students, we learned that Silas and Tebuka failed to accomplish the task of making 500 blocks in a day because of poor planning and poor time management. We understood that time management is necessary to make money. When time is not respected, there is a danger that a business will not be able to meet the demands of its customer, causing the business to fail. Students, let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Think about a task that you're planning to do today. Write down the steps that you need to take to accomplish the task. For each step, allocate the amount of time necessary so that the task will be accomplished on time. Today, we saw how Silas and Tebuka failed to perform their task due to poor time management. What will Furaha do to avoid what happened to these guys? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.